Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Extremely local news now from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey joins us with news about safety improvements on the South Shoreline. Sadly, this is a little too late, isn't it, Seamus?
Yes, Bob. There was a sad story from last month, late in July. A young woman by the name of Grace Benkowski was coming from her job downtown. She works as a TV news producer for News Nation. And going back to her home in Dyer, Indiana, was hit by a train going the opposite way from the one she had just gotten off of at the Hegewisch station. There's no lights or signals or gates down at that station. You really have to just sort of rely on yourself and the hopefully the passing trains blowing their horns. But as you can see, it happen a lot where people get off one train thinking it's clear the other way, and it's not. Grace lost her life, and the family's really now been pushing for improved safety along the South Shore, particularly at that station. And they did get South Shore officials this week to sort of commit to doing a study about what they can do to improve safety there so this doesn't happen again. So it's those grade crossings where you have to cross the tracks to get to the parking lot are always a risk, and it was just a horrible situation that hopefully they can improve on.
Yeah, very sad. Let's talk about what's going on the northwest side. We're kicking off on a long-awaited tap room.
That's right. I feel like we've been talking about the Lake Effect Brewery future tap room for years. They had been trying to move into an old firehouse in Jefferson Park. After years and years, that finally fell through. But they've found a new home in the Avondale neighborhood. This is going to be 3076 North Milwaukee Avenue. It's an old automotive shop. And they've just actually begun construction. So after years and years of work, and recently they did a crowdfunding campaign where investors got to buy a piece of the brewery and get some of the profits down the road. So they're working on it now. They say probably 6 months or so. These things always seem to take longer than that when you get into city approvals. But it's going to be looks like a nice place for the neighborhood. We've got some renderings of it now where they've got a back patio and a big opening door that looks out over all the brewer equipment. So nice little spot on Milwaukee Avenue for Lake Effect, which has been around for a while. They have been brewing in Jefferson Park, and they're popular with the locals because they team up to do a lot of fundraisers and brew beers for businesses. So their name's been out there a lot, but now you can eventually go in there and enjoy one of their brewers at their very own tap room.
Sounds good. The Music Box Theater celebrating their 95th anniversary, undergoing major renovations. What's the update on this?
Yeah, I love this. The latest twist on it. The Music Box is one of the big parts of their renovation, which has got them shut down for now. Is they're tearing out all of the 100-year-old seats that have been sort of getting a little tired and not modern anymore. So this week, the crews went through and tore them all out. They're working with a company called Rebuilding Exchange, a nonprofit in Evanston, which is going to take the seats. They're going to restore them a little bit, probably clean the gum off the bottom of them, and they're gonna put them up for sale. So if you want a piece of the Music Box in your own home, beginning August 6th, they're gonna start selling these online, and then in some of their in their warehouse in Evanston and Lincoln Park, which Rebuilding Exchange, I'll give a plug for them. I go to this place all the time because basically they take parts from old demo projects and they sell them, so you can find just about anything you're looking for if you're working on a project, like sinks and cabinets and you know, all kinds of desks. So it's kind of a cool place where you can wade through some old artifacts and get them at a pretty good deal. So look for the Music Box seats there sometime next month. I think September 6th was the online date.
BlockClubChicago.org for more on that. Seamus Toomey, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great cruise.
Appreciate that.